It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there. I'm going to guess Switzerland since nobody's told me differently. And she will tell us in a minute. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Julie. Correct. From Switzerland with some news about the Nobel Prizes in Sweden. And also a kind of issue that happened in Geneva in the CERN. As you know, the CERN is the European Nuclear Research Center. It's based in Switzerland, in Geneva. And there has been a very big outrage at the lecture of a professor that is Professor Alessandro Strumia of Pisa University, a researcher at the National Institute of Chemical Physics and Biophysics. He gave a lecture. It was a workshop in Geneva, and his speech was about genders, physics and genders. So one of the sentences that has been since then a big problem is the fact that he said that physics was invented and built by men. He also said showed a series of graphs and data showing that male and female researchers are at the beginning of their career equal, but then that during the course of those careers, it seems that men progressed better on the long run than female researchers. He also was giving as example the fact that in Italy, female STEM students receive a free or cheaper university fee, and gave also another example with Oxford University in England extending exam times for women's benefit. He said also that physics has started 4 centuries ago, but women only contributed as of the 1900. His conclusion with all of this is that in a way, male scientists are now suffering from discrimination, which is based on ideology rather than merit. So this workshop, this lecture was immediately criticized and called by the CERN unacceptable. The CERN also made immediately statements. One of them is by saying that the CERN is a place where everyone is welcome, all have the same opportunities, regardless of ethnicity, beliefs, gender, or sexual orientation. They definitely wanted to make sure that the CERN, that the public understand that the views of this professor are not the views of the CERN. It's also worth it mentioning that the CERN has the first female director general that has been actually there only since 2016. That would be Fabiola Gianotti. And that the CERN was founded in 1954. So one can see that between 1954 and 2016, male scientists have been leading the CERN. So this statement has been really criticized online, and many female scientists have also expressed their disarray and talked about the fact that they felt themselves discriminated in the course of their career, and that it's definitely not an easy task to be a female scientist in a male-dominated field like science. Now, the question would be, of course, also to know if, because the page has been taken down from internet and the professor has been suspended as of immediately, maybe it would have been also another very good tactic to actually say that it's offensive, as it has been said, but instead of removing it, definitely more interesting to correct it and maybe to come up with the right answer for each one of the assumption of Professor Alessandro Strumia. Because in fact, if women have been less involved in science, that is a fact. There are definitely less women in the CERN, even as a director, as there have been men. But the questions, of course, that are interesting is to say why and to see why that is the case, instead of, like Professor Strumia did, give some just assumption or some what he considers fact without anybody being able to counter those theories with some other real facts and with some other real figures. Because I actually find that it's fascinating to see that the Nobel Prize has been for physics has been awarded this week, and for the first time in 55 years, a woman has been among the three winners. That would be Donna Strickland from Canada. She shares the physics prize with Arthur Askin from the US and with Gérard Mourou from France for their discoveries in laser physics. The last winner was in 1963. That was Maria Goeppert-Mayer. And before her, it was Marie Curie in 1903, most well known for her radioactivity research and discoveries. So I find fascinating that not more women have been actually awarded in the past, and it would be actually a real nice research to know who was involved in major discoveries, who was not mentioned, and be able basically to give a reason for the situation today, where clearly it's not very well balanced between male and female researchers, so that also it would maybe give an incentive to all young girls with talents in science to really pursue and to really see that there is enough space for female researchers as well as male, and that there can be also a certain positivity in all of this. And one of the positive aspect of it is, for example, this week, the Nobel Prize in Physics for Donna Strickland. So that would be for the CERN in Geneva, for the Nobel Prize in Sweden. And now two words about Italy and a mayor in the town of Riace that has been arrested for basically encouraging immigration, for making sure that this immigrant coming into his little city, little town, it's really small, would find a job and would be well integrated. He has been instead arrested for facilitating illegal immigration. As you know, Jill, since June, it's a very anti-immigrant government in Italy. And this seems to be one of the consequences. It's noteworthy to say that the little town of Riace was literally dying. People were leaving, houses were abandoned, and basically the mayor used the facilities that were there to offer a possibility for integration and for work, for getting to learn a new job, and for basically participating to the economical life of this small town, and boosting a little bit this economy so that the town would have a chance to survive, considering that houses were abandoned and that young people were mainly leaving for bigger cities and other other alternatives. So this is basically a man that was given as a model of integration that has been arrested, and it's very interesting to see that he's getting a lot of support. And that when there is the attempt of doing again something positive, it's important to keep trying.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.